Hey, what's going on, my friend? You're listening to the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 195.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What is up? I hope you are doing awesome today. And guys, I wanted to create this Q&A episode. I've had several questions thrown at me over the course of the last several months regarding, you know, masterminds that I'm a part of, etc. And so what I wanted to do is kind of piggybacking. I thought this would be a great segue to the masterclass we just had with my boy, Ray Gonzalez. So if you guys haven't had an opportunity to check it out, go to flipempire.com/episode194. And Ray's just somebody who he speaks from the heart, kind of wears his heart in his sleeve. And in that particular episode, guys, we talked about not only the power of masterminds, but about building relationships, about mindset, about going deep with your network. And so I thought, him and I kind of subscribe to the same, you know, we're in just complete alignment as far as our mindset when that goes, as far as that goes. And I just got back a couple of weeks ago from a high level mastermind. It's always about a week or two after I get back that I'm able to just kind of decompress. And a lot of the people I meet, a lot of the takeaways, start to resonate even more with me than they did while I'm there. You know, when you're at a mastermind and you hear from just a lot of super, super smart people, high achievers, it doesn't always hit you between the eyes because there's just, it's like drinking out of a fire hydrant. You know, like there's just so much information. And so I always kind of take a day off when I get back from one of these. And then over the course of the next week, I read my notes and I always just kind of narrow it down to like the top three things. And so we just had our level 10 meeting a couple weeks ago after I got back from the mastermind. And there was like two or three things that we just put into motion right away. Right. And you guys have probably, if you've been listening to the show for a while, you've heard me speak about speed of implementation. I practice what I preach, you know, because I think it's that important to gain that momentum. I really don't look at the rest of the notes, but a couple of days ago, I was just kind of reading through some things and I thought I'd create this Q&A episode to piggyback off of the episode I did with Ray, because I think it kind of, it fits in with that. And I think these are some things as I read through the notes from this particular mastermind, I think these are just some things that kind of tie in. Some are somewhat unrelated, but just like two or three tips I wanted to share with you to have you thinking more as a leader. You know, this particular mastermind, the last couple meetings has been more about not so much strategy and X's and O's, which a lot of that is covered, but it's more about just thinking like a CEO, thinking like a leader, right? And so just some of the things that jumped out at me reading my notes that I wanted to share with you is, you know, guys, your job as an entrepreneur, right, as the head of your business, as the CEO, your job is to build the team, not so much build the product. Okay, so let that sink in for a second, because the first time I heard it, I was typing it as I heard it, and then I kind of had to like read it again, and it struck a chord with me, right? So your job as the CEO is to build the team, not necessarily build the product. Okay. And I would love to give credit to the person who I heard say this, but there was a lot of people that spoke in my particular group. And so I can't recall, but it was just, it was very profound, especially the way he said it. And so really, guys, it's, you know, it's the responsibility of the team to build the product. Your job as a CEO is to build the team and to provide the vision, right? Especially if you're a true visionary in every sense of the word, but it's the responsibility of the team to then build the product. And really, guys, the only thing that should be in control of the business is the business itself and the results, you know, the results of the controls that were put in place, right? So the business isn't going to run itself. You have to put controls in place, and you have to, that's why we look at things as like KPIs, you know, key performance indicators. We look at measurables. We look at the things that tell us the health of the business. But to the extent that you put in certain controls within the business, and then you put in the right people to you know, to run the system, then you're building the team, and then you're allowing the team to build the product from there. Hopefully that makes sense. But you know, I want you to start thinking like a CEO. You know, just yesterday I caught myself doing something that was just, it was a low level task, right? It was something that I needed it done quickly. I wanted it done quickly. And I caught myself halfway through it. And even though I was like legit 2 or 3 minutes from just being done with it, I stopped. And then I forwarded an email to my virtual assistant and I said, hey, you know, blah, blah, blah. Can you take care of it? Now, in all honesty, it took me, you know, almost as much time sending that email as it would have taken me to finish it. But I myself catch myself and I need to stop and I say, okay, is this the best use of my time? Am I the one that needs to be doing this? But one of the things I've been very just aware of lately about myself is that I'm the kind of person that I want things done like yesterday. Right. I like, you know, so if there's something we want to implement, I want that thing implemented as quickly as humanly possible. And so that's just my nature. And being aware, being self-aware is just, it's critical to your success. And so I had to catch myself. And so believe me, this is not something that I have nailed down myself. I've gotten a lot better throughout the years. But to this day, I still catch myself just doing things I shouldn't be. And I challenge myself to think more as the CEO of my business. My responsibility is to attract the right talent. My responsibility is to put the people in the best position to succeed, i.e. put them in the right seats, make sure that they're on the right bus to steal, you know, Jim Collins, what he talks about in the book, Good to Great, and to set the vision, to cast a vision for where this organization is going and what our purpose is, why we exist, and make sure that everybody has buy-in. And then it's the responsibility of those team members who I've put in certain positions, in certain seats, to then build the product from there. Okay. Now remember, guys, real estate, that's just that's the product that we sell, right? But we're in the marketing business, we're in the people business, it's a service business. Okay. And so I wanted to share that with you. And a couple of the things that jumped out at me as it relates to this topic is you know, look at yourself not only as a CEO, but look at yourself as a coach. And provide your team with real leadership, not just management, okay? They can go anywhere to get management, but, you know, to the extent that you're a coach, that you're a leader to your team, that you're empowering them to be better versions of themselves, to leave the position, whether they leave it or not, but to leave the position better than they found it, and to help them become the best people that they can possibly be, so that if and when they leave your organization, or if they, you know, move up the ranks to different positions and take on different responsibilities, they're better people each and every day. You know, so your goal is not only to better yourself through personal development, but your goal is also to help develop your team members. Okay, so I've spent a lot of time just on the topic of leadership. I've always spent time on personal development. And you guys know that if you've been with me for a while here on the Flip Empire Show. But I wanted to just share those couple things with you. And then the last thing, guys, is Jason Medley said this, you know, at the last mastermind at CG. He said, you know, things get better in your life when you serve others. I think his exact quote was, you know, things get better in my life when I serve others. And that, I loved it. I loved it because it's so easy to get caught in the whirlwind, right? If you've read the book, the four Disciplines of Execution, you know, that one of the authors was the keynote speaker. And he talks about the whirlwind, and the whirlwind is just getting caught up in the hustle and grind and the hustle and bustle of just the business, right? The things that you have to do for the business to survive, or the things that the team has to do, better said, for the business to survive. And it's so easy to then just focus on that and you forget about serving, you forget about other people. And it's so true. You know, I think about the times in my life, the seasons I have when I'm in a serve mode. And I always challenge myself to just have that mentality of helping others and serving and adding value. You guys have probably heard me, you know, use that term a lot, adding value. And it's because it's always at the forefront of my mind is how can I help? What else can I do? But whenever I've gotten away from that, whenever I get caught up in just the minutia, or, you know, things that are going on in my life, it sometimes it's easy to just forget about that. And then things just aren't as good, if that makes any sense. But anyway, just some of those things I wanted to share with you, kind of piggybacking on the episode, the masterclass I did with Ray. You know, just to kind of tie it all up, I don't want to sound like an echo chamber, because we've all heard, you know, that your network is your net worth, right? And so I don't want to just repeat that, but my version of it is that the quality of your relationships is going to directly impact the type of person you are and the type of life that you live. Okay. So that's another way to basically say the same thing, but I really just want to, guys, encourage you to just make sure that you're surrounding yourself, putting yourself in the right environment, not just at home, but in your business and in other areas of your life, because again, that's what's going to highly determine, you know, number one, your belief system. For me, it's my faith in God. But then also just, you know, the quality of those relationships, and not necessarily going wide with those relationships, but going deep with the right people. So anyways, I wanted to end it there, guys. I encourage you to just listen to previous episodes, and I got some really cool guests lined up here. I'm excited because the podcast continues to grow, and that's because of you. You know what would really help me along those lines? If you guys can go to flipempire.com/iTunes and leave me a rating and review. Tell me what you really think of the show. You know, I'm fortunate that I think at the time of this recording, there's around 100 five-star ratings in there, and those are all legit just ratings, you know, and I'm just really grateful for them. I think I need to do a better job of just giving credit to these people and kind of shouting you out on the podcast. So if you've taken the time to do that, I really appreciate it, because it helps more than you know it. There's so many podcasts out there, and you taking the minute or two to just rate and review the show helps with the iTunes rankings, and it really helps me serve my purpose of just reaching more people through this platform called the podcast. And so thank you for that. And the last thing I'll mention is, guys, I'm being more intentional about doing more with the right people in my network. And so if you're listening to this show and you think we vibe, you think we click, and you think there's potential synergies between us, you know, you're an experienced investor, entrepreneur, and you see that ways that we could potentially work together, reach out to me, shoot me an email, alex@flipempire.com. I'd love to just have a conversation with you, chat, and then go from there. And you know, if there's any synergies, I'd love to explore that. So I love you guys. I appreciate you. And we'll catch you on the next one.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.